Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Josh Margolin, as we learn a little bit more about the suspect in the deadly shooting in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Josh, thanks for being with us. Investigators digging deeply into, well, everything about the gunman's past.
Absolutely. Going all the way back into his childhood, his high school years, and then obviously the months and years that led to what happened Monday night in Manhattan. And frankly, the story is not even really changing from where it was in the first hours after the shooting. It seems that this is somebody who was in an extreme psychiatric emergency, thought that he had CTE, the brain injury that football players often sustain or sometimes sustain. And he acted out. He got a gun, and he went into a major Manhattan skyscraper, apparently looking for the NFL, which was headquartered there, and he started shooting.
With a documented mental illness background, how did he possess a legal firearm?
It was documented to the extent that he knew that he had some sort of a mental health issue, and there had been episodes where the police had been called to his home. But this is one of the sort of blind spots in the law. He had not been committed into a facility for observation or evaluation. He had not been institutionalized, and as a result, he had nothing on his record that would have prevented him from either buying a gun or from having a concealed carry permit, which he had in Nevada.
Well, Josh, thank you for the update. Josh Margolin joining us live this morning from New York City, where we're getting the latest information